Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, and welcome to the show tonight. It's Not Me, It's You is live from, and I keep saying this every week, a very, very chilly Nashville, Tennessee. We were supposed to get down into single digits again tonight, and those of you who believe in global warming, do not believe it. It is not here. So, but again, welcome tonight. I have a very special first-time guest co-host with me tonight, and we're going to get to her in just a little bit. But as we normally do, we're going to start and finish tonight with a song from the Regime Entertainment catalog. Tonight's artist is Amy Heff, Canadian-born, and in honor of Justin Bieber getting arrested this morning, sent him back to Canada. We're going to – not in honor, but coincidentally, we're going to play Amy's song, Don't. And again, this is Amy Heff, and her song is called Don't. Enjoy.
If it's all the same, I don't owe you anything, but you don't regret it. Empty, stinging eyes don't feel like mine these days. I hate to say the ache won't seem to go away.
Amy Heff with the song Don't, and a great little song from a Canadian artist, Amy Heff. Check her out online when you get a chance. And it is my pleasure to bring in with me extraordinarily talented young lady. She's a singer, songwriter, she's a model, she's an actress, and too, I think. a little bit and bring on. Let's bring Alicia in. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
Hi. Good.
Good. Those of you who listened to the Ladies Roundtable a few weeks ago, Alicia was part of that and has graciously accepted the opportunity, if you will, to come and fly solo with me today. And we're going to talk about some interesting topics today. The first thing we're going to talk about is how we label relationships. Now, I always talk about on the show, Alicia, and everybody who listens regularly knows, I talk about there's basically three labels we put on relationships. One is we're hanging out. One is the next step up is that we are dating. And the step after that is we are exclusive. Now, from a young woman's point of view, and you're in your late 20s, we'll go ahead and tell people that, even though she looks like she's 22. And makes a mean batch of cookies, too, I might add. Not that I've ever seen any of those, but that's okay. I'm sure my time will come.
One day,
right? But I'd like to hear from your point of view. I mean, what do you think of how, you know, first of all, my labeling technique, and then what would you change about all that?
Okay, well, I feel that there's more, for when it comes to being, you know, interested in someone else, there's dating, openly dating other people, each other. Mm-hmm. Then there's exclusively dating, and then there's boyfriend and girlfriend, and then there's engagement, and then there's marriage.
And then there's divorce, just FYI.
For a good population, yes. Unfortunately, yeah, okay. Yes, there's divorce.
So I'm hearing that you don't put that hanging out as a category, as a label.
No,
right?
Friends hang out. Friends hang out. You know, dating is, there's, you know, a courting, there's a wooing, there's you impress the other person by dressing up, mm-hmm. and, you know, you share a lot about, you know, a good portion, not everything, but you're just more into knowing about the other person than you are a friend you get to know over time. But when you date, you want to know more about that person because you're interested in them. So, yeah, openly dating and then exclusively dating, which exclusively dating isn't just necessarily a step for people who are just starting out dating, but it can be more of just where you're at in your life, that when you start to date somebody that you are upfront with them, if you're comfortable with them dating other people or not. And it doesn't mean that there's all this other responsibility attached to it. It just means that you want to give them the respect and a chance to get to know them, and then you want that in return. You want the respect in return.
Right.
And that's,
I think, I mean, and I agree with that.
Compared to boyfriend and girlfriend, because a lot of people, you know, I know there's a whole 90-day rule of like, well, if you've been dating for 3 months, then have a talk. Well, yes, people should have a talk. You know, you should always be communicating. You should, you know, be talking about where you're at in your life. If you, a lot of people just, you know, you fall in love really quickly, or you, if you are attracted to somebody and you're of age where you're thinking about the future, not something right away, but you're wanting to things to develop with someone and you're attracted to them, you've gotten to know them a little bit more, and then you start dating them, and now you're dating. You know, it doesn't mean you have to jump to boyfriend and girlfriend. I know a lot of people talk about that, but you know, there is an exclusive nature that needs to take force, because if you can't see yourself with anybody else currently, or even if you don't want to see them with anybody else, then you need to have that talk. You need to talk about, you know, just being exclusive. And it doesn't mean that there's all these titles and everything and responsibilities, you know. You're allowed to go out with the guy, you know, allowed to go out with the other guys. The girl's allowed to go out, and you're not, you know, attached at the hips, sort of a thing.
Right. Have a life, in other words, just no date anybody else.
Yeah, there's still the freedom of just, like, dating. But, you know, it's, and everybody's unique. The dynamics of every relationship with the age, with where you're at life. I mean, there's a lot of single people with kids, lots of them. My mom and dad are, you know, both single and at all different ages. And it depends on, I can't say, you know, where I'm at in my life, I don't have any kids. I've been married once before, and it was a short marriage. And I know where I'm at. I know what I have to offer. And I know, like, how loyal I am. So, yeah, I am going to be anybody I date. If I'm dating someone, I'm up front from the beginning and say I'm an exclusive dater. And that's also for them. That's just, it's not about a security for myself. It's I'm not instilling insecurity into them. So they're not walking down Broadway and see through a nice restaurant window, oh, there's Alicia, the girl I dated, I've gone on several dates with in the last couple weeks, and we've really hit it off. And there's another guy sitting at the table with her. And, oh, he's dressed nicely, and, oh, they're at a nice restaurant. I wonder what they're doing. I wonder how long she's been seeing him. What does she think of me? I mean, is she playing games with me? Like, I eliminate all doubt right then and there. And that doesn't mean that I'm being committed to that person to where, like, if things don't work out or if they're doing me wrong 2 months later after dating them, well, then fine, I'm going to have to move on. You know, I'm not saying, like, just because I'm loyal, then that means, you know, I'm just, you know, Xing out everybody else out of my life. It just means that I'm not going to go on dates with my people.
Right. And that's fine. I mean, the guy in the restaurant that you're referring to might be your brother, your dad, your cousin, you know, business
well,
manager. Yeah. It could be any number of people. So,
true.
You know, it's just a matter of the insecurity level of the person you're dating, too, you know. Men get insecure.
I mean, guys, yes. Guys can get insecure just as well as women can. But a lot of people can instigate insecurity into the dating scene based on their personalities. I mean, we live in Nashville. There's a lot of guys who are notorious players. A lot of them. And I'm not talking
about
musicians.
They're only the musicians. Only musicians.
They're
come on,
Mom. Unintended.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
But notoriously. And I stay away from those guys, you know. I've even, like, there's, like, a certain type of guy that I will stay away from. It doesn't matter how attractive you are or how much money you have or how much clout you have in this town. And I don't get involved because I don't want to be hurt. And so I do what I can to protect myself. And so I guess if I do get involved with somebody and I gave them the benefit of the doubt, and you still have yet to learn, you know, someone, like, 3 months, please, like, all's happy and, you know, la-la town within 90 days. You don't really know somebody for a while. Then you don't know somebody until you live with them. And I'm not talking about, like, you don't know somebody as if they could be an axe murderer or something. Like, nothing extreme like that, but you don't know someone until you start to argue with them or you start to draw lines in the sand.
Right.
And communication. Right. And so that's why it's just important to give somebody. I was telling somebody this the other day. Dating's like gambling, okay? You got the roulette table, you know, anywhere where you have got all these chips. You only got a limited amount of chips. You don't get to put a chip on every number, okay, in every color, you know, black or red or whatever. I don't know. I don't gamble and play roulette or whatever. But the same idea is you only have so many chips. And that's like your time, and that's your energy, and that's the selection of whoever you're attracted to, who you're going to date. So that's the options that you have. You can't go spreading all your chips everywhere because you could end up missing out big time,
true.
And not even lead out with anything. Or you might win and land on one number, but you didn't get a lot in return. Or you could be somebody who has, like, the in, and somebody said, you know, number black 12 is actually going to do really well. And you go and you're like, all right, and you put most of all your chips, and maybe you hold back on some chips. You don't put the chips anywhere else. You just hold a couple of chips back, and that's your guard up, and then put a good amount of them down and see how that pays out, and then just keep going from there, someone giving you that in. That's what dating's like. You know, the in and somebody telling you is your own intuition and your own experience to where – you've learned from the past or learned from watching other people. I learned from watching my dad, who's been married a couple times, and I've learned a lot from that and other people and watching other people date and people who've gotten divorced. And just you try to make wiser choices to eliminate yourself getting into a lot of pain and heartache. But you can't avoid it, but you can try your best. And that's what, like, gambling with dating. You don't want to just spread thin, unless you're just like somebody who gets a high off of losing a lot of money.
Well, and yeah,
like,
you're and that means you're,
I can't stop with your life. So.
Yeah, and you're labeled as a player if you're spreading your chips thin anyway. So,
true.
You know, most people. I mean, there are people out there that are serial daters, and serial daters are those who date a lot, but they don't spread themselves thin. They just date a lot. They'll, you know, date somebody for a couple of weeks and move on to the next one. But it's still one at a time, like you're talking about, maybe two. But, you know, I like the analogy that you're using as gambling, and that's why, you know, you never take a date to a casino because you're mixing the two together, and that's never a good thing. So,
yeah.
But back to the labeling part of it, I mean, you know, the way I defined the, you know, obviously the marriage and the engagement, that's self-explanatory. But, you know, hanging out with somebody is just, you know, you're amongst your other friends, you're in a group, a group setting, and you're getting to know each other, but you're in a comfortable group setting. So you're maybe doing that for a couple of times just to kind of, you know, be safe.
Feel it out.
Then you say, you know what, I want to take you out on a date. And you go out on a date, you have dinner together, you go to a movie, you do the date thing, you know, and you do that a few times. And then you decide at that point, and usually, you know, you're going out once or twice a week or every couple of weeks, whatever it is. And you're not exclusive at that point, though, because you can if you want to be. And certainly, you know, nowadays, as busy as everybody is, or with the weather being as cold, nobody wants to go outside anymore and stuff like that. But, you know, people have things to do. People have work and multiple jobs and, you know, and it costs money to date. So there's, you know, how much money are you going to spend this week on dating? But so you may not be dating anybody else, but you don't tell them that you're exclusive. Okay. It's not a mutual thing. But then you have what we always call the DTR, the define the relationship talk. And you decide at that point if you're going to be exclusive. Now, if you're exclusive, that means your boyfriend, girlfriend. Agreed or not?
No, I believe that should be another option. I believe boyfriend, girlfriend. Okay. I know someone who, or a bunch of people, like in this town, there's people with money, there's people who aren't. In every town there is. You got a lot of people who don't have money, but they have some spending money to date. But then there's a part where you've been around someone long enough and you've gone on plenty of dates, maybe after like 2 months, and you just can't afford to have, you know, a date a couple times a week and go out. It costs a lot of money. Well,
yeah.
I believe that the boyfriend and girlfriend status allows you to be acceptable of like, okay, this night I'm going to cook. I'm going to go out and buy the food and bake you told me you love brownies. I'm going to make you some brownies. We're going to watch a movie. You can bring over a bottle of wine. That's casual. And maybe that could be allotted for exclusive dating every once in a while. But when it comes to boyfriend and girlfriend, that's the privilege of being titled boyfriend and girlfriend. There's a comfortability that you know enough about that person and spend enough time, and each of you have been exposed to the other groups and even family still about it, to where where boyfriend and girlfriend titles come in. But some people aren't mentally there, and so it really just depends on their pace. But that doesn't mean that they're going to go out and date somebody else. The loyalty and the trust is still there. But with boyfriend and girlfriend compared to exclusive dating is the only thing is that you're just not going to get caught on being out with anybody else because you don't want to disrespect that person and because you could be afraid that if that person found out that they may never want to talk to you again. And if you're not willing to lose that, then just don't date anybody, and you should know. You should know by then, but everything has to have time to grow. So if you know you're attracted to that person, if there's like sexual chemistry, if there's a lot of like check marks that go off, you should be able to not be selfish and not date other people based on vanity because you just want to go out and be sure, or because it's very flattering to be hit on and to go on many dates, or because you're a player. That's selfish behavior. And to expect that the other person's not going to do it, you know, and then you go out and do it, and then you try to justify it. We'll say we're dating. We're not boyfriend, girlfriend. Because I've seen – there's been a lot of guys that I have heard of or known, or you watch on reality shows or whatever, and they'll be right from the get-go saying my boo or my boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, all that title stuff. They're, like, really comfortable up, like, within the month or two of dating. But then they end up being the ones, you know, cheating or something like that, or just starting to date other people, and then they try to excuse it while we're dating. That's not fair, and it's very confusing to girls, or vice versa to the guy. Maybe to the other way around. But boyfriend and girlfriend, to me, is saying that you're on a path for maybe a year down the road, moving in together. Maybe a year after that, engagement. Maybe a year after that, buying a home. And then a year after that, 4 or 5 years later, I know several couples right now that I've known. I've lived here for over three years now. I know several couples that I knew were dating, and they had just recently or within like 6 months started dating, who now have had their first child together, their first infant baby who's like 2-3 months old right now. I see it on Facebook, and I see my neighbor. She's like, that's what happened to her. If it's meant to be like that, it is. But, you know, the older you get, if you are somebody who's not committal or doesn't see yourself getting married or having kids, you have to play the dating game differently. You
sure.
are not excusable like a guy. I'll say, I'm saying with guys because they're notorious for it. But if you are
Thank
a girl
you.
Too, you're not like somebody who's in their 20s. Because the reason why an 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old can be openly dating is because they still are trying to figure out themselves. So,
right.
But there's a lot of young people who commit at a young age, too, and get married at a young age, which
sure.
I wouldn't recommend if I had a child. I'd want them to go off to college. Yeah, maybe you can have a relationship in college, but you need to figure out who you are and what you want. And,
right.
you know, so it's different, you know, with age groups. It's different based on your experience, too, because experience
mm-hmm.
is wisdom, is how you make your choices. And if you're somebody very experienced at dating, you should somehow know who you are and what you want. And stop playing around or be very open. If you're very open and a guy tells a girl, listen, I'm not someone who wants to get married or I'm not this or I'm not that and all this, and the girl wants to be in a relationship with you, more power to her, and at least you can wash your hands clean. But
sure.
not a lot of people are very brave or open like that. There's a lot of cowardly people because they don't know who they are, but they don't want to be alone. They don't
right.
want to. They're afraid of being alone, and they just won't admit that, and then they go around hurting other people. And I just think boyfriend and girlfriend is somebody where you can get to be comfortable with, and you get to, you know, not you don't have to woo and dress up and buy flowers and be worried. You get to let your guard down. But if you're not going to be boyfriend and girlfriend, then people's guards are up when you're dating even exclusively.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where things are going to go if the other person isn't wanting titles.
True, and the bottom line is you need to communicate with each other about what you guys want, because every couple is different, and quite frankly, every city is different. I mean, part of what I want to do with this show is take it on the road, because how we do things here in Nashville is different than how they do things in Miami or Washington or New York or L.A.
Right.
or Seattle or Denver, or, you know, even somewhere like, you know, Bloomington, Indiana as an example. So, you know, it would be, I mean, you and I can speak about Nashville, and I can, you know, we can speak about our hometowns and the areas we're from, but, you know, everybody is different. So, and every region is different on how they handle this. But the bottom line is you still have to communicate with each other, and you still have to continue to court and continue to woo and continue to romance each other.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
I
don't want to say that stops at any time, but in a way it's more of a comfort zone, and it's an understanding, and you just don't get that, you know, if you're exclusively dating or dating at all. If you still have the title
right.
of dating attached to it, does it matter? Like, you don't get to be comfortable. You don't get the luxuries of letting your guard down, like being a boyfriend and girlfriend,
yeah.
you know.
Well, and it's funny for, I mean, because I, you know, obviously I talk to a lot of people about this weekly, and it's funny because I talk to women who will not go on a date. They don't date. They jump right into a quote-unquote relationship. I'm like, well, how do you get to know him? Well, I spend time with him. Well, what if he's a total jackass? I mean, you're just wasting time by being in a relationship with somebody you're not even going to be in a relationship with. You kind of have to date at least to get to know somebody. Like, three dates is what I was talking to she's now a friend of mine, somebody I was looking into dating a couple weeks ago, and I said, you need three dates. You can't go out with anybody one time and decide, okay, I'm going to be in a relationship with him. You know, I don't think
it
works
well,
that
way. Of course,
way.
Yeah.
No, and
of
it's
course.
Funny because, yeah, it's funny just because, you know, she was all into that. I'm like, no, you got to wait three times. I mean, it takes me a lot longer than three dates for me to even figure it out.
I've never been kicked off my feet with one date. I'm usually, like, guard up and a little bit uncomfortable and, like, you know, so I'm never, I always give another chance because just knowing, you know, I'm not saying I have a lot of experience off of dating, but I'm not a big dater. So I usually already know somebody somehow and have been in group settings with this person. Then when they ask me out, I've never been swept off my feet from a first date, except for there having to be some communication and enjoyment of the night, but just not like, oh, I'm in love. And usually I give it a couple more times, and I know,
yeah,
I can't
see you doing the, oh, I'm in love thing. I just can't see you doing
yeah,
that.
So, no, I agree with you to give somebody a chance. There are people, though, that will comfortably date And then they are, you know, like very decisive, like, oh, no, I didn't feel anything for this person. And they just exit out right from the get-go because they're comfortable with dating. They didn't figure stuff in like a vibe. They didn't figure the vibe and the feeling out with that person in a group setting. They just went straight onto a date and then executed it like that. That's why it is important to be in a group setting to familiarize with that person. And I've done that plenty of times. Like I said, not that I've dated a bunch, but I would feel like every time that person that I've either been in a relationship with or that it's developed from, I'd already known that person in a group setting somehow for several months.
Or you know somebody who knows them, and at least you have references that you can, you know.
I've never been on a blind date. I won't.
Well, no. Well, that's good. I have, and, you know, it was really hard to meet her around by the arm, so, yeah. Every couple, every person is going to be different in the way they analyze and look at things. They're going to do hopefully what's best for them, but you also notice that some of those people are the same people who have troubling relationships and have bad marriages and have, you know, issues and are forever damaged because of whatever the issue is, so... you know, hey, just make sure you're doing what's best for you. You, I mean, only you know what's best for you. And in Alicia's case, you know, she doesn't know anything what's best for her. So yeah, be honest. But so let's kind of turn the tables a little bit, okay? We're in a relationship. We're in, whether we're dating or exclusive or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is. But we're dating. We're with somebody. We've gone out for a while, and. You know, I want to touch on, you know, I've talked about online dating before here, and that's a big deal. But now there's a rash of dating apps for your smartphone, which is different than online dating. Online dating, you're coming home, you're doing your big old profile, you're putting all your best pictures up and, you know, making yourself look 10 times better than you probably do. And you're sitting there waiting for somebody to like you or to, you know, match up with you or whatever the case may be. You know, sites like eHarmony and Match.com and Plenty of Fish and OkCupid or OkStupid, as we call it, you know, and some of those, you know, bigger websites. Now there's a whole rash of dating apps. Some of those apps are part of these other websites I just mentioned, but there are other, like, hookup apps, as we call it. And one of the things that, you know, fascinates me because, you know, and I'll use Tinder as the example because that seems to be one of the more popular ones these days is, you know, it's kind of a hookup thing. You want to find somebody who's close by or find somebody to meet with that night or and I'll kind of go through all the apps here shortly so you guys can pick and choose whichever you want to do. But what I want to kind of touch on is, you know, I have three apps on my phone. They're all three apps of – you know, just smartphone apps for the three dating sites that I'm on, okay? So I'm going to give this a twofold to Alicia from a female point of view. One, let's just talk about the online dating site itself, okay? And then the app we'll kind of talk about separately. Okay. So let's say, okay, as an example, you and I are both, we meet through, say, Match.com, okay? And we go out a few times and we're really hitting it off. But I'm still, and you're still, on the website. How do you go about broaching a topic with somebody, with the person that you're with, saying, okay, do we need to be on this website anymore? Why are you still on the website? What's going on? I think you just sit down together and you ceremoniously, if you both want to, you ceremoniously, you know, cancel your accounts at the same time in front of each other, you know? What do you think of? How do you think about just the online part of it right now?
The online, well, I mean, it's just like social media. Lots of people are meeting other people through Facebook and Instagram even. Anything that's a form of communication where you're posting stuff about yourself up and then people learn, it's all technically, it's social and it's all available for dating. But those sites are exclusively for dating. So if you find someone and you really hit things off, again, it's all about the respect factor. If you want to give somebody a chance, don't on any of those sites because you can always get on them if things don't work out after the fact. And you could ruin, if you get on there, you could ruin what you have. And I would tell anybody this, and I tell myself this. Could you risk not seeing or hearing from that person ever again? you might not even get a chance to explain why you were on something or why you did something or whatever it was that the opportunity presented itself. So when it comes to those sites, if they have, I don't know, I haven't been on one. I know people who have been on them, some people who found love, some people who got matched up to an ex-boyfriend that they had a restraining order against. They were matched
typical,
up with 21 points or something. I think it was match.com or something, 21 points. Someone she had a restraining order against. She got matched up perfectly, the only guy. And she was like, hell no, and she got off the site. So to me, if I was on there, like, it's the way that I present myself even now. It goes across the table. If I liked a guy and started dating him, and like even a month or two or 3 months have gone by, I would, I guess, maybe put a pause on it where it doesn't show I'm active, whatever doesn't show that I'm active out of respect. And then when the time comes, maybe a month later or 2 months later, if had a serious talk, then I would get off of it. I know some of those cost money and a lot of time and devoted, so it depends on how long. If you've been on there for a while and you hit it off with someone for several months, then you could probably thank your lucky stars and get off, because that was the whole point of getting on there, was to find someone. Now you're going to go and ruin it by still being on there.
Because
it depends on your motive. Where's your heart at? Is your heart really just searching based on vanity because you're trying to see your other options that you have? I mean, or are you, like, already talking to that person and you guys are on the outs and you're not feeling it anymore?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the thing. You're right. But a lot of people think of it from a financial point of view. So think about this, and let me throw this. Okay, I have a Match subscription. I'm being hypothetical here. That cost me $50 for 3 months. Okay? So I have 90 days on this subscription for $50. So I meet somebody and hit it off with her week two. So I have, 12 weeks. So I have 10 weeks left on my subscription. That's basically, you know, I'm going to be throwing that money away. Well, you know what? You have to look at it. How much is she worth to you? Is she not worth that $40 or whatever the math comes out to be that you're going to throw, quote, unquote, throw away? I mean, if she's not worth that $40, you shouldn't be dating her in the first place.
Right. And that was the point of getting on there. How far into something does somebody need security to invest in? How much more do you need? No, it's like everybody needs a sign to slap them in the face.
Right.
And then they end up sabotaging what they have or they instill insecurity. They may not even sabotage. They may still have something going. But now you have an ongoing argument, and you have resentment building up because now the other person doesn't trust you because they think you're being shady. Was that
worth
it to you?
Well, they do, and especially – now, wait a minute. No, so let's say you're on there too, and you see me on there, even though – I mean, we got matched up, but you still see me on there.
Well, then we both have something to talk about.
Well, that's what I mean. You're still on there too. What the hell are you still doing on there?
Well, then that's all fair. All's fair in love and war if it's fair.
So then that's my point. You sit down and you say, you know what, are we going to cancel these
or
are we going to keep it going?
That's communication right there. That's communication.
Don't get angry at the other person. Now,
not at all. If you're both sitting down, obviously if you're both on the site and that's how you met, then you'd be able to know if the other person's actively on there or not. That wouldn't be a shocker to you. It's not like something that crept up. You know, and if you didn't know the other person was on there and you met them in a social setting, like at a bar or through friends, then hopefully that'd be brought up. Because if the other person who's on there does not bring it up, they could be coming off as shady. And again, it's going to be an argument. It's going to build resentment and insecurity. And you could be like walking on cloud nine with this person and things come crashing down over a simple decision, whether it was investment of $50 or $100 or $200. I mean, if you're paying a lot of money out for these sites, you better really find somebody and give them a chance, because that was the whole point. It wasn't a hookup site. Sites like eHarmony and Match and all that are people who are investing their time and their effort in finding something. I've not been on there, and I'm sure there's crazies, just like there's crazies everywhere. You know, that's fine. Like, I mean, put your guard up, you know, with those people, and you're going to have to figure it out. But at the same time, you know, that's what those sites are for, is to, like, find somebody. So when you find somebody, it sucks that money's invested, but believe it or not, you just paid out money just to find somebody.
It's
somebody
just
at
money.
Least closely related.
It's still cheaper than a hooker, ultimately, so, you know.
I wouldn't know, because I've been
on either
end.
I wouldn't either. I'm a good boy.
I believe you, too. Based on reality shows, right?
Exactly, right? So, well, listen, you mentioned, hookup sites, so let's touch on that then, because, sites like and I have my list here, of Tinder and Scout and Tagged and some of these that are out there that are just basically, they're not so much websites, but they're just smartphone apps that you put on your iPhone or your Droid.
Like a free app,
Yeah, it's a free app, but it's basically for like an instant hookup. So if you see somebody on there that you know that you've dated or you're dating or you're, you know, talking to or whatever, how does that, I mean, I got on Tinder just as an experiment the other night, and, you know, I was just waving. Of course, I'm a little bit older, so the women that are on there are not as attractive as I would like them to be, but that's because I'm shallow, and I'm okay with that. But, you know, I was left swiping quite a lot, so until they ran,
oh,
you know,
I ran out of people.
I ran out of people, Alicia. So,
well, isn't it based on like location too? It depends on where you're
location.
At. So I'm guessing if you're off of Broadway or Midtown or any like area where there's like high amount of restaurants, you could be exposed to more.
Yeah, I was in Midtown, but there was just not any of my. Oh. I didn't want to keep like too young because that's kind of creepy. But you know, I still was 30s and 40s, and so it was.
You
got
to remember that those apps are very. Based on vanity, you know, you don't know anybody. So, yeah, the quality of the app based on finding somebody, you know, you're basing it off of looks. And, of course, you're supposed to meet up with someone and get to know them, but you don't even know if that other person's crazy. I found out from some people who swipe from that they met that person. They're like, uh-uh. I have several girlfriends who are on there. I just recently found out, like, how many people are on it. And I never even heard of it as of, like, a couple weeks ago, probably. But I thought it was, like, there's so many apps out there. There's, like, you got Instagram, you got Tumblr, and now, like, Tinder, and, like, you said all these other sites. Like, I've never heard of them. I'm only on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. Those are the social media sites that I'm on. And then I have my website. I'm already overwhelmed by that.
Right.
But I wouldn't when I have girlfriends who are on there, like, I get concerned about who they're meeting, though, if they're seeing people, you know, because I know that I believe they're good girls, and I kind of get worried that they could find a guy who's really, like, a stalker-like, or maybe he just wants to hook up, because it's a very convenient site. It's an app, very convenient app. So nobody investing anything into it. You don't even know if this person's married or not. You know, they could be married, or they could have, like, you know, a bajillion children, or they could be they could be anybody. You don't know. And it's just scary. And vice versa, the guys don't know. You don't know if guys, like even guys who are just on there to like find out how many girls would say yes to them. I've known a few guys recently who would be on there just for based on vanity and or whatever their security reasons, whatever it is that just people are pulled into these apps, and there's billions of apps out there. And whatever interests you, you get sucked into it, and you just don't know who you're meeting. You could meet a guy. When it comes to a guy, you can meet a stalker girl. You can meet a crazy girl. You know,
there's a few of them out there.
Pictures. And that's the thing is, whatever you place value on, you will get in return. If you place it on vanity, which, yes, I think it's very important to be attractive to somebody, and there has to be chemistry and sexual chemistry just as well. There has to be all that to develop anything for dating or a relationship. But if you start out based on vanity, I don't really think that you're going to get the quality that you're looking for the long term.
Right, and a lot of people, that's why they call them hookup sites. They're just looking for short term.
True.
Now, you and I have a lot of mutual friends, you know, female especially, and you know, a lot of them are, like you said, are in these sites, and they're actually dating people from these sites, and, you know,
I don't know if anybody's actually gone on, like, a couple dates, but I've heard of some girls. I had a girl say, oh, remember that guy I was talking to for, like, about several days worth and was excited to meet? And I was like, yeah, how'd that go? Yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I don't like him. She's like summary. And I was like cracking up laughing because I'm like, she was talking about him. She was looking forward to it. And then like nothing. Just came like crashing down. And I just like, she made my day by making me laugh like because of the summer. She's like, to put it in a quick summary, feeling it. And so I'm like, well, and then I'm like, I'm like, how did you like resolve that? Did you just like walk away from him? Like, how does that, what do you do?
What'd she say?
Awkward. I don't know. I didn't get to ask her more details. We were texting back and forth, and she was at work. So yeah. I just thought it was funny that she summed it up. I figured next time, she just told me this a couple days ago, like
yeah.
2 or 3 days ago. So when I talk to her next time, but I have some other girlfriends who are on there and they've talked about it just recently. Like I didn't even know Tinder existed or any of these other sites apps existed until now.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh my gosh. So personally, like, you know, I'm not going to be on those. Because, I mean, I get out, I'm an entertainer, like, I get out enough to meet people, but even
right.
then, I guess I'm very guarded, and I get that from my mom. My mom does not date, she's been asked that tons of times, she looks very young for age, she's had a lot of, she works at a doctor's office in Florida, she's been asked out by a lot of wealthy men, but she just doesn't date, she's very guarded. I'm like halfway between my dad and my mom. My dad has been married a decent amount of times. I'm not going to say anymore. He's probably listening. I love you, Dad, but, like, he's just, you know, my mom and dad are complete opposites. So I feel like I get a bounce. Like, I'm someone who's willing to, like, open my heart and start fresh with somebody else and take my bad experiences and put a positive twist on them.
Right.
But, you know, I'm also guarded to where I'm not going to put myself out there because it has something to do with my personality. And so those apps, you know, you got the right personalities have to be comfortable with those apps because you got to realize you're going to put yourself in a situation that could be uncomfortable, very easily uncomfortable, because you're meeting someone you don't even know.
And that brings me to the next point of it is when you see that you know, somebody that you're with is actually has that app on their phone. I mean, how does that you know, whether you're male or female, how do you react to that?
It depends
whether,
if you're...
Whether they're using it or not is almost irrelevant, but they have the app on their phone.
It depends. Like, what are you... How do you guys both communicate? If you're both very in touch and you talk about everything and you share things and you're dating and it's exclusive,
mm-hmm.
then anything from exclusive and above, you should not be on any dating sites. Out of respect towards the other person. Because, I mean, I know I have guys ask me out, and, you know, I find it flattering. Anybody would find it flattering when you get asked out, you know. It makes you feel good about yourself. But I'm not going to go and instill insecurity into someone I'm dating. I let them know on my Facebook if I'm being messaged and, like, you know, or other things. You know, I'm just very open. It doesn't mean that I'm going to cut off all communication. That's the thing is, exclusive dating, another thing about exclusive dating compared to boyfriend and girlfriend, exclusive dating, you can't ask someone to never talk to their ex or any of this stuff. You're dating. So it's just like dating, but you're just showing the time and respect to just that one person for now. But it's not anything on the level of comfortability and responsibility of boyfriend and girlfriend. So with those apps, I would say don't disrespect the other person by being on there, because it would hurt my feelings to know that a guy I'm dating is on there, actively on there, and he's mm-hmm. swiping yes to these girls. That's going to create in me. And either I'm going to tear myself down about it, or we're going to have a bunch of fights, and we're going to end up not being together. We're not going to date
right.
anymore. Was that worth
right.
it? Was that all worth it? Because I could get on there. Let me get
sure.
on there, and I bet there's more guys on Tinder than there are females, and I bet I'll get a lot of swipes for yes. And would you like me to go meet up with all these guys? No. So I'm not going to do that to you. I'm not going to pin you up against all this other competition, because there will always be competition. Why are you going to instigate competition?
Right.
When we already are so exposed to everything, you know? And then you got to ask yourself, why is this other person doing that? Why are they on there?
Well,
are
that's
they doing
exactly
it
the question.
That?
Why is it even on their phone? You know? I mean, it's very easy to uninstall an app off your phone.
Right, exactly. And that's the thing. It's very easy to put it on because there's no money invested. And, you know, and there's a lot of people, you know, when a new app comes up and it starts hitting the market, like people are, like, telling each other about it, I can
mm-hmm.
see how people want to kind of see how it is. They want to figure it out. They want to be like, oh, what's this about? Let me get on there and see how it is, because they're curiosity. And, again, it's based on vanity. So get prepared to not, you know, maybe you don't even know. I don't know if the site, I haven't been on there, so I don't know if you get to know how many people swipe no to you, but I guess you get to see how many people you match up. One of my girlfriends told
yeah.
me it's like, I don't know, like, do you, if both people swipe yes, then you get a talk, but do you know who swiped first yes? Or not? I don't know.
Well, I mean, usually if, like, if I swipe right swipe a woman, she's going to get notified that somebody has right swiped her, and if she likes you back, she'll swipe you, and then you match up, and then you kind of go from there.
Oh,
so that's kind of
whoever swipes yes first, the other person can respond.
Yeah, the other person knows that somebody did that. But I never got swiped back, so I was pretty depressed about that.
Oh, God.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. They don't have any taste on those things, but
See, it takes a unique personality to be on stuff like that, because you can, I mean, it probably hurt my feelings if I didn't swipe yes. You know, I'd probably cry. So,
well,
I don't know. I don't know about
females, that. All females should get swiped at one, by somebody, think, right? Because, men are basically desperate.
Unless you put a really bad photo up.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a few of them, too. There were some really, really bad photos. Don't put a picture up of your pet, people. That doesn't work. Okay.
Now, do those apps like Tinder, does that, my girlfriend said like something about Facebook. Is it like attached to Facebook?
Some will attach to Facebook. Some attach to, all social media. Some don't attach to anything. You have to load, your picture and all that, yourself.
Oh, okay.
So what if
somebody swipes yes to someone that mutually knows the other person you're dating?
Oops.
And believe it or not, like a small town's a small town, but a big town can be a small town.
Exactly. I mean, it's a community. There are a couple of apps, that have larger communities, many millions of people, but there are those who have smaller communities of users. I mean, if it's a unique user, then, everybody knows everybody. It's like being in, in Mayberry versus being in New York City. So, everybody knows your business, and if you come across somebody who knows somebody else, and you shouldn't be doing anything, then guess what? You got busted. So that's kind of.
John, well, what's your opinion? You're asking my opinion as a guy. What do you think if a girl was on that you were dating was on Tinder, and you found out about it? What would you say?
Oh, we'd have a talk. Yeah,
would that hurt your feelings?
It would bother me. I mean, why are you looking? Why are you on there? And why? What's wrong? What's wrong with us right now? I mean, if you're, it's okay to have the date other people mode. I mean, I'm in the middle of something like that right now, where she's dating other people, and I'm sort of trying to, but I don't have time to date one, much less more than one. So, and she's not on Tinder or anything like that. But it's just. If I found out she was on there and we were in a dating relationship where I knew that we were exclusive, at least, maybe not boyfriend girlfriend yet, but at least exclusive. Why are you on there? Then we have that kind of a ceremony thing. I think that's a great idea for couples to do. Have a mutual ceremony. If you're both on whatever dating site or dating app that you're using, sit down, have dinner, go to the couch, have your smartphones out or your laptops out, and cancel accounts right there in front of each other.
And it's important to be open about things, because you don't want to be caught looking like you're being shady about stuff. And if you're open about it, then, that just leaves a topic to discuss. Well, I'm not comfortable with you on it. And the other person gets to say, I don't care that you care if I'm on it or not, or I do care, so I will get off of it. And that will define what you have with that person based on that moment.
Here's the next piece of that, Alicia, is if they get back on it after they leave you and leave your apartment or leave, not leave the relationship, but after they go home, then you have trust issues and you're done.
Oh, definitely. That's a scary thing, because it's so hard, especially in the entertainment business, to trust somebody else with all the exposure. And it's also... you can become trusting with somebody else in the music business who has experience, because they're not glorified by all the new stuff. It's not like somebody who won the lottery and just all of a sudden came into money and you see them like splurging crazy left and right, compared to somebody who's been exposed and been around money for a long time. And so you got, just like with dating or in the music business, dating someone else in the entertainment business, somebody just starting out, a lot of relationships end who people are trying to pursue music, but then people who are already been involved in music and had failed relationships or watched other relationships fail, learn what they're in for if they want to have it all. And so they learn to compromise, and they learned what they need to do to trust. And it's a different world for entertainers, because, I could get an acting gig where I'm kissing somebody else. And am I in a relationship where someone's not going to be cool with that? Well, then am I going to give up the, you know, the acting gig that could put me on Nashville, the TV show?
No, you're getting paid.
You know, yeah. Well, or is it something like, you know, the, you know, or someone going out to a strip club and paying somebody else to sexually arouse them? You know,
right.
there's all these lines. And with dating, that's what you learn. Boyfriend and girlfriend, it's like another thing where you have other obstacles. Every relationship has obstacles at every level. But
right.
when you start out, and the things with technology make it so convenient for people to hurt each other and for people to get swept away by something of interest on Facebook or on Instagram,
right.
liking other photos of other girls or other guys, barely, you know, suited and barely, like, with any clothes on. I mean,
right.
anything can be an offense. I had a girlfriend's boyfriend who's a musician, and he was I posted a picture of me on the beach. My mom took the picture, and it was last 4th of July. And I was like, oh, sunny day on the beach, you know, and all the stuff. I was in my bathing suit. Well, one of his friends grabbed the phone from him and purposely liked it under his name. And he was like, no, don't do that. He's like, that's going to look weird. And I thought it was so funny when I found out the story from my girlfriend, whose boyfriend told her that. He said, you know, he's like, I don't want Alicia to think I'm creeping on her. And I just thought it was, like, so sweet because he didn't want to disrespect his girlfriend. And he
right.
didn't. He knew that I knew he was in a relationship, so why is he, you know, going and putting himself out there by liking, you know. But at the same time, it's not a huge deal. But I really respect that, and I've seen a handful of guys, like, in the music business personally, like off of Broadway, who are in serious relationships, and I told their girlfriends, I was like, you got a good guy. From what I know anyways, how they react around me, how I've seen them act around other girls, how I've seen them act on stage, they show you the respect. And yes,
right.
you're going to have to always deal, you're going to have to be secure with yourself with girls throwing, drunk girls throwing themselves at you, but you have guys who care enough about not having a bad reputation based on, like, sleeping around or being a cheater. And you should be definitely, you know, feeling secure based on that, how they present themselves. And I've seen guys be in relationships, and they let girls crawl all over them on stage. And they
mm-hmm.
just be like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. Yes, there is.
Yeah,
you
there
don't push the girl away, but you can step back. And I've seen the male artists who are good to their girlfriends or their fiancés point at the girls and just be like, you can dance over there on stage, like at the front, like a Tequila Cowboy, Tequila Cowboy downtown on Broadway. I've seen them do that. And I'm just like, wow, I have so much respect for that guy because he knew, he handled it smoothly. It was an awkward situation, but those are always going to come up. And these apps and everything just make it even more harder to have trust. And you want that. You want that in the beginning. And it's just, you want that always.
Right. Right, and it does ultimately, as we you know, we're going to wrap up here, as we get down to the bottom line, it is about, as always, you know, the theme of our show here is, it's about communication, it's about respect, and it's about, you know, just making sure that each of you is doing right by the other. Okay, so it is just, you know, we have to take care of each other or we're all going to die alone. And that's just the bottom line. So how morbid was that? Good job, John. Any last advice for the listeners out there on more about, you know, as far as, you know, labeling and any of the apps out there, anything you want to share for as final thoughts?
Just ask yourself, is being on this site or app or the way that you put yourself out there where everybody else can see it, is it worth not ever talking to that person that you have chemistry with and that you enjoy being around and hanging out and dating? Is it worth never talking to them again? And
yeah.
if you can say it's not worth it, you might have to say it's not worth it about 500 times because there's going to be something new that pops up. There's going to be another person hitting on you at the bar who's drunk or whatever. There's going to be someone else throwing themselves up at you. There's going to be, you know, another opportunity and another app and another social site. That'll be never-ending, and no one will ever be able to have a committed or real relationship and share their life with somebody because it'll always be tainted and ruined in the beginning and
right.
sabotaged based on all these opportunities. So just always ask yourself, and if you constantly say, no, this isn't worth losing this other person, then be done with it and execute it. It's not worth it. There's your decision. It's right there. It's made.
Yeah. Agreed. And treat
others how you want to be treated.
Good sound advice. Thank you, ma'am.
Well,
thanks
thank you for
having
me
on
here.
Yeah.
I appreciate
we'll
it,
back.
And I hope I help somebody else.
Yeah, let's just avoid it, and you know, just avoid it. Just don't do it. Come on, people. You know, our goal here is to continually to teach and to advise people and on how to romance again. Let's get back to basics, just like our parents and grandparents did it, and you know, before the internet and smartphones ever came along. I know it's going to be hard to do, but you know what? I think we can do it because we have the ability. We have too many tools in front of us, and we have the attention span of a gnat these days. So, but when you find the right one that will grab your attention away, whether it's male or female, you know, then you'll know the right thing to do. So, thank you, Alicia, for being with me today. Appreciate it. And we will have Alicia back, and we're going to do another ladies' roundtable in the too distant future. So that was a very entertaining show, to say the least. And then we're going to give the guys a chance at it. So. But thank you, ma'am, for your time tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, John. It was fun, and I hope I helped somebody clear
some
air out
there.
You helped
me a lot, for sure. So, but anyway, so as usual, we're going to end tonight with the song we started with, and that's by Amy Heff. The song's called Don't. Don't forget to go to the website, itsnotmeradio.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Make a donation if you'd like to. We always are happy to take donations to go towards advertising and increasing the listenership. So things are looking good. We have a lot of good shows planned. Amy V will be with us next week. And then in February, really excited about this show, and that is with two very good friends of mine. And we're going to actually knock out two great shows in one night. That is the age difference. Of being married and having a very large age difference. And also, instead of talking about negative stuff, we're going to talk about how to have a happy relationship, because these are the two best – this is the best couple I know in the world. And they're going to join us as soon as we can get a date in February for that. I think you guys will really enjoy that. So thank you again, Alicia, and enjoy Amy Heff.
Thank you.
Her website, amyheff.com. Bye, Alicia. amyheff.com and the song Don't. Y'all have a great evening, and peace out.
Bye.
If it's all the same, I don't owe you anything. But there's no regrets and empty, stinging eyes. Don't feel like mine these days. I hate to say the ache won't seem to go away. This little flare of hope just makes it worse, because it's not too late. I'm broken down in don't owe you.